Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Bowes & Company. I am your host, Emily O, and I am joined by my wonderful company, my sister, Elizabeth. Hello, how are you? Welcome.
Boo. Spooky season. I'm back.
You're back for Halloween week. How are you?
I'm great. It's, what time is it? 4:23. I just come out of my 3:30 trough. So.
Oh, perfect.
I'm a little perkier.
You are a little perkier. Happy Wednesday.
Thank you.
We're so happy to have you back on the show for another episode of Bowes & Company. And wrapping up the end of October, which is crazy.
That's crazy.
Yes.
That we've already gone through another month.
No, it's insane.
Where'd the time go? I don't know.
I have no idea. I'd like to find it. Yeah. And talk to her.
There's a warrant out for time.
Yes. So the last time we spoke to you, you had just begun your career. And your working era. And I want to thank you for having a lot of clippable podcast moments. You really perform well on the socials as TikTok. So no pressure, but hopefully you can kind of recreate that today because we need the shares.
Oh my God. I never know when you repost or like when you clip things from, and then sometimes I'm like, geez, that's what I said. That's what I look like.
Oh my God. No, I think it's so funny. Yeah. You actually had so much more that I could go off of, but I was, you know, I figured I would
feel free.
That. Yeah, exactly.
It's not trademarked.
So let's start off with some bows and lows. What do you have this week or this past couple of weeks that have really, you know, been highs or lows?
So I brought paperwork from work. I'm not a time thief. I'm a paper thief.
If you just want to move a little closer to your
microphone. Absolutely. I'm so sorry.
Just want to make sure everyone can hear you.
Okay. So I actually do have a low. It's not like crazy. But last week there was a cold front that swooped into Cleveland and I was unaware and I had a meeting that was 10 minutes away. So I was like, you know what? I'm a city slicker. I'm going to walk there on a main road.
So Metropolitan what?
Like, okay. Like it's no big deal. Like it's literally a 9-minute walk straight shot.
Yes.
But it's like off of a highway. So
okay.
So I go there, I walk there and I'm like waving, you know, just like literally picture like montage Elizabeth of like waving to other workers and like with her AirPods in, like loving life. And then I go to my meeting and I walk outside. I'm like, oh boy, it's raining.
No,
And it's not like a summer rain. It's a cold fall rain. Almost to the point of hail, like little hail.
Oh my gosh.
So I'm like, I have to go back. Like, I'm not going to call an Uber.
No.
That's ridiculous.
That'd be so crazy.
I have no coat, no umbrella, and I'm in backless loafers.
It's always the backless loafers.
It's always the backless loafers. Last year, I got stuck in a revolving door because of my backless loafers.
Do you guys
loafers.
Remember that?
And this year, I got stuck in a hailstorm with my backless loafers going uphill, walking uphill 10
minutes. You should
minutes.
Have just taken your shoes off.
Literally, but it was so cold. I needed that little bit of leather.
Your little doe feet.
Yeah. So I'm like, clip-clop, clip-clop. So I get back to the office and like the wind gusts were so intense that it like stopped me from walking because I was going right into the wind and I have basically no shoes on and no coat. I had to button my blazer so that it didn't like fly open in the wind. And I get at the top of the hill. There's a protest happening.
No.
So I'm in a hailstorm I'm in the rain with no shoes on, my blazer's like a gust, and I'm in the middle of a protest. And it's not like a fun protest. It's like old people screaming at me.
Oh my God.
I honestly couldn't tell what they were protesting, but it was a bunch of elderly senior citizens.
Oh, I was not expecting that
either. On the
street
corner. It was like The Walking Dead screaming at me. And I had to like maneuver through them. I finally get back to the building. I'm like bleary eyed. The security guard's like, is everything okay? And I get back into my our office and dad pulls me into a meeting. Mind you, my hair is everywhere. I can't feel my hands or my feet. And dad was like, oh, introduce yourself to blah, blah, blah. So I was like, I'm so sorry. Like my hands are freezing. But you know, nice to meet you. And I go out to shake his hand. He goes, oh my God, your hands are freezing. You know how cold my hands get?
Yeah, you have
my
really cold hands.
I think it's like, you know, like a circulation problem. And he was like, geez, your hands are really cold. So that was just a bust.
What day was this?
Maybe Tuesday or Wednesday.
Okay, last week.
And just, I wish I could have seen like an aerial of me like so happy walking down the hill to my meeting, sun shining, fall leaves, and then walking back. It was like Brave Irene going through a snowstorm. That's
oh
Cleveland weather for
you. Cleveland weather for you.
I change on a dime.
Yeah. And you probably were also like sweating because you were stressed out.
Yes. And I had to get back to the office. Like,
right. Ugh. Right. That's hilarious.
Yeah, now it is.
Now it is. Now that you've made it through.
Well, now
you started wearing
blazer.
Coats to work.
It's actually one of my talking points.
Oh. I love having you here because you really take the lead.
Yeah. So I have started wearing coats. It started the day after the hailstorm, rainstorm. And I have this fabulous coat. It's quite long and it's like a trench, but it's wool and it's very, very warm, almost too warm. You know? And I was at a showing and I was walking around. Apparently, I had like an RBF, Dad said. It was just like a few of us. And I'm walking around, my arms crossed, kind of, you know, looking around. Dad goes, "Nancy Drew, get over here." And then all day he was calling me Nancy Drew because I look like a detective in this long coat.
Oh my gosh.
Coat.
But how dramatic.
So dramatic. I actually think the coat is surprising people because I was walking out of our building and some guy like ran ahead of me to open the door and was like, "This is a great coat for this weather."
Oh my gosh.
I'm like, "You're telling me."
I feel like you've actually really been bringing the drama to the office. Yesterday, I was taken aback by your outfit.
Right?
Yes, I was taken aback by your outfit because at first I was like, "Oh my God, this is so Kate Middleton." And then mom said it later on. She was like, "No, you were Donna from Suits." But like a tasteful Donna, you know, you were like, yeah. It was so striking.
So mom kind of refreshed me on some office clothes. This is one of the tops. This is one of the necklaces. And that dress was from Nordstrom. And so, okay, I've kind of started this new routine and I was talking to some of my friends who have been working for longer than I have. And I was just like, how are you fitting everything in? How are you fitting in appointments, sleep, friends, and working out? And they said, you just have to struggle. And I said, okay, all aboard the struggle bus. Because we're going to have to drive this for a while. And like, that's just what's going to happen. So I've been getting up at 6:45, working out for like 30 or 40 minutes at home, and then washing my hair. Yep.
Yes.
You heard it here. Washing my hair.
A lot of washing.
Getting into the office, making breakfast here, and then getting into the office at like 8:45 or 9.
Oh my God. But I feel like you've been in like really good moods.
Well, I'm also like into this whole like non-complaining mode.
Yeah. Yeah, you have been. You've been like really perky and happy. Yeah. I was like actually like kind of scared.
Yeah. Yeah. But I have upped my caffeine intake.
Okay.
For sure. By like threefold.
Okay.
I'm fully addicted to every sort of caffeine. I am so much more productive.
Well,
because I work out in the morning, I'm able to get so much done in the evening.
Right. You have your nights free. And yeah. I just was more blown away by your looks. I mean, you're really
going back to that.
It's a real runway that's happening in the office. My Lord.
Right. So she got me some new outfits. And yesterday I didn't want to wash my hair. It's a whole constant struggle with me.
Right.
And so I put it in a ponytail. So because I have a ponytail, I need a collar. So I go rifling through my closet. And the first thing I saw with a collar was that brown dress. So I put it on and then I put these mega boots on.
It was crazy.
It was crazy. I put on these super high-heeled suede brown boots with a brown dress. And it wasn't cotton, so it like didn't crease, which was nice. I didn't have to steam it. And this huge belt emblem thing. It was a look.
It was a look. I mean, you looked like a tall glass of water when I saw you.
Oh, my God.
And it did. You had to have a ponytail for that look.
You had to have a ponytail. So it's actually funny because
we were steps away from a tight bun.
I thought about it. I thought about it.
Yeah.
So yesterday, it's a lot of my lows. Jump in with anything.
No, I'm so happy you've got some material for us.
A lot of my lows have to deal with me not being prepared for weather or for like
the elements,
environment. Thank you. The elements. So yesterday, you know, I had on these like literally 2.5-3 inch heeled boots.
I feel like you're really upping the height of your shoes. Like, and nobody told you to do that.
No, no.
You've like taken it upon yourself.
Every other day. So like today I wore loafers because yesterday I wore heels.
Stilts.
Correct. I was like, "You look so tall." Like, me? It's a ponytail. No, it's the 3-inch heels, you idiot. So I had to go to one of our buildings to take pictures. And again, 10-minute walk.
Right.
But again, I was wearing stilts. So imagine me in stilts clomping 10 minutes uphill. Apparently everywhere I'm going tends to be uphill, but
maybe the city's kind of just at an angle.
Yeah, maybe we're in a dip, so everywhere I go it's like up. So I walk 10 minutes and I'm like having a great time. I love to walk in the city.
Right.
But by the end of the walk, I couldn't feel my feet. I get back to the office and then I'd sit for a second and then I went and joined a conference and I walk into the conference and Dad was like, wow, like he didn't. He said this to me afterwards, but he said, you really came into the room like you owned the place.
Yeah, I did hear him say that. Well, yeah. When I saw you in your outfit and you weren't even charging, so I can't even imagine if you were strutting in that outfit. I was taken aback as well. I'm also filming Elizabeth's work week outfits for a reel. So you'll have visuals of all of these Donna-esque, if you don't know what we were talking about, if you watch the show Suits, it's not even Donna. It's like a mix of like Kate Middleton and like...
It's like classic Donna.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Like the long dress. Like
conservative Donna.
Conservative
Donna. She wore some crazy outfits.
Right. Sometimes that was like part of like the show was. So anyway, I'll show her full look so you can get a visual of her work week outfits. But today you had a loafer on. Where are your shoes?
They're upstairs.
What were they? Your Gucci loafers?
Just I think they were Sam Edelman. Or
okay. Yeah. Those are nice.
Very comfortable.
Very comfortable.
Yes. The pads of the soles of my feet kind of hurt.
Oh my gosh.
I walked so much in those
boots. I'm surprised you're not getting blisters.
Who said I wasn't?
Okay, you were. Yeah.
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 No. Well, I mean, you might be in pain, but you would never know because
I really liked my look.
Yeah,
yesterday.
You should. And I was like comfortable today. How you are kind of really leaning into the seasonal colors. You know, that's
right.
Because it's one thing to look nice, but it's another thing to like look nice and be seasonally on trend.
And be autumnal.
Yeah. Right. It's like that. I didn't even realize that was part of the job description until you started doing it. So yeah. You should be proud. Yes. How has the job? OK, so those were your lows.
What was your low?
Oh, my God. I'm having the worst day of my life.
Oh my gosh.
I'm like,
cut the cameras.
I'm actually so happy we're doing this show today because, and that you're our guest because you're so funny. I'm just like, I can't even hide it. I'm not even gonna pretend. I'm just having a terrible day.
Are you tearing up right now?
No, but I was crying this morning. So I probably, you actually, before we started talking, you were like, oh, I could tell in your Insta story, you were a little puffy. I think that the whole year has decided to hit me on this random Wednesday.
Okay.
And it's just like, it was just like a low of a day. You know what I mean? So, but.
Okay.
She's like, does my hair look okay?
No, actually, I felt my clip like protruding from my head.
I noticed you kind of disassociated from the conversation. I noticed you left us for a moment.
No, I did. My eyes kind of blurred over and I was like, where
are you? I'm like, that wasn't like a look of concern. That was like a look of like. That was like a look of like, wait a minute, I don't know if my clip is high enough to like give me the lift that I need. That was really funny. I'm like, are you even listening to me?
I'm here for you. I'm just not.
Do you want to pause? I can
no,
put
no,
it
up near. I'm physically here for you. I'm not mentally here for you.
Can you
right
see
now.
Your clip in the mirror? Is it too
I think it's good.
Scooched up? I mean, from my angle it is, but if you want to
just tell me.
No, I think it looks good. If you could go the other way, because that's going to be your side that's on the show. So go this way.
I'm just saying sometimes it protrudes from my head.
It's not protruding at all. Okay. It actually looks very good with hints of auburn. Yeah.
Oh my God. So funny. Today I was in the sun and my hair looked red.
Wow. So anyway, I had a breakdown, but I'm glad that
But circling back, you were kind of like bringing down the mojo. No.
completely literally
go, you go I had the worst day of my life and I go, but my hair looked red in the sun. No, I'm here for that.
No, yeah this is, you know what it is,
tell me.
It's the last week of October, which means that November's gonna start, which means that it's my birthday month, which means that I'm turning 26.
But you know what's great? Is that your birthday's at the end of the month.
I know, but I'm just saying, like, this is the last month of me as a 25-year-old, and I just feel like 26...
Thank God.
...seems very old. We're closer to 30.
You know what? 25 would have been the year that you had the breakdown, because you're halfway in between.
No, well, I am. I'm just starting right now.
And you know what? Is that you had a tumultuous year. Thank God 25 is over. Yeah. 26 is such a positive number. It's an even number. The numbers are cuter. 2 and 6. That's kind of a cute duo. It adds up to 8. And 8's infinity. And there are infinite possibilities of 26.
Oh, that's sweet.
No, seriously. I'm so glad 25 is over. It was not your year.
No, it wasn't.
No. It was not your year.
No, and like that's, I think, why I was so... Like, I can't get... Now I'm tearing up again. Mm-hmm. This is like... So, such a sister moment where you're like, totally. Should I get red highlights?
And wait, am I Donna?
And you're like, should I get into acting? And I'm literally...
Should I be a
lawyer? Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Wait, no, everyone loves me at work. You don't understand. Like, every person I come in contact with, like, I dazzle the room. Like, they love my hair. They love my clothes. Like, yeah, I have to walk uphill, but, like, everyone's watching me. And I'm over here in this huge place.
Huge.
Which is huge. And I'm, like, tearing up.
You came in and you go, I'm doing casual on the podcast. And I was like, okay.
No, I'm, like, so not well. I got a coffee. I, like, did things that I, you know, didn't want to do to check off my list. And it's just, like.
Dare I say it's your hormones?
No. I mean, dare I say, of course, like, and I do think about once every 6 months, I have this period that just comes in and it's a wrecking ball. Yeah. And unfortunately, I believe it's one of these. So I'm not discrediting these emotions. I think that they're just being drummed up right now by that. But yeah, to say that I'm doing well would be a lie. And I don't want to lie to you.
I didn't ask you to lie. I will say, like, a few weeks ago, I was having a little bit of a meltdown, breakdown.
Yeah.
And look at me now.
The diamond of the season in the office. Like, I feel like
the listing of the season.
No, I feel like
this is just a blip. 26 is so young.
Yeah.
It's stupidly young.
So what's a high?
You know what? I have your high. Jess's birthday party.
Oh, I was... Yeah, see, that was like such a fun night. Yeah, my friend Jess had her 26th birthday, which I also think like that kind of came into play and whatever. I'm going to stop talking about it because what a blessing it is to be a year older.
Yeah, seriously.
So grateful. Yeah,
seriously.
So anyway, I had her birthday party on Friday night, which was Saturday night. And it was literally one of the most fun nights. It was so much fun.
And sometimes I also feel that after such a fun night, takes like, it's not like the next day or it's like a few days after where I'm like, well, I ever have fun again. I'm like, wait, I think I peaked.
That's honestly, sometimes it's hard to like get yourself out of that because it was like so much fun and then you have to like transition back in. Because
like the next 2 days, you're still talking about how fun you had, but that third day,
yeah,
you're like, yikes. Like, I think it's hashtag over.
Right. Which I'm not worried because I'm going into like another fun weekend. But yeah, that was just like electric overall. It was just like such good vibes.
A high for my life.
Yes.
Would be, we got a martini tree this weekend.
Yeah.
I don't want to rub it in, but we went out with your friends, my friends. We put them together. Kind of a risky move.
It was, but like we didn't even really think about that.
No. You know what I did notice is that you were talking about turning 26 a lot that night.
It started last week. Yeah.
I kind of like, planned up on that. To the point where I was like, okay, cut it out.
Yeah, I planned this. It was last week. Yeah.
So, my 22-year-old friends, some of my 23-year-old friends, and then the 25 and 26-year-olds all went. Correct. It was all girls, so much. It was electric.
It was electric.
And we went to the local place, and we got martini trees. And my friend, Jamie, she would love if I said her name.
Hi, Jamie.
Hey, girl.
Hey, girl. Hey.
She told us about these martini trees. So Emily and I get to the place a little bit early. We secure the table because we're having dinner as well. And I say to the waiter, I say, hey, waiter, sir, I hear you have these martini trees. Like, can you tell us about them? Because we want some information. And he goes, martini trees? Martini trees. And in my head, I'm like, oh my God, this is the wrong place.
I got this wrong. Like, the reservation, everyone's coming here. One girl's coming from like 40 minutes away. Like, I've ruined the night. Friday night is ruined.
And he goes, oh, are you talking about our martini towers? I just look at him. I go, tower, tree, whatever it is. Tell us about the martinis.
So literal.
So he knew what we were talking about. And by the way, it looked more like a tree than a tower.
And I think that you should rebrand it. You're welcome for that. It sounds much more whimsical.
Mm-hmm. So there were four different martinis you could choose from. You could mix and match. That's exactly what we did. And, you know, we really grew where we were planted.
Oh, you put that on your private story. I thought that was hilarious.
Yeah. And we settled some roots.
We did. You know who DM'd me was Sophia Lee. And she swiped over on it. And she goes, I feel like Anne needs one of these for entertaining. I was like, we should look that up. I'm sure they have it on Amazon.
Very precarious.
Very precarious.
And they weren't all in the same martini glass, which I was like, some were in coupe glasses. Like the espresso martinis were in coupe glasses. And then me and Olivia got dirty martinis, like swamp water.
Right, wanted, you were spelling.
We were like Fiona from Shrek at the end of the night. And that came in the V
martini glass. I find that I'd love an espresso martini in a coupe glass. But I like my dirty martinis.
I just don't like espresso martinis, period.
Period. Yeah.
And I'll have a few sips, but I don't need more than
that. That was hilarious when the tree showed up, which we reclaimed as the tree, not the tower. And your friend Bella was like, oh my gosh, I've never really had coffee or martinis. I'm like, why don't I take this from you?
Like, Bella, why didn't you speak up?
Right. And we gave her the pumpkin one. I was like, yeah, now tonight is not the time to try.
No.
Like, not at all. You know what I think more restaurants need to do is that avenue, you know, having some sort of interactive.
Yes.
What would you call that? Centerpiece or accoutrement? Carrier.
Oh my gosh.
Is that your necklace? Earring?
Oh. Another thing
that's
going on.
That's my earring.
Another thing going wrong today.
Add that to the list.
That's my earring.
Yeah, I know.
Emily won't stop rummaging through my drawers. It's the craziest phenomenon.
Yeah, I keep thinking you have some of my stuff.
No, I don't. I don't. Two or three times you've done it, and I can see all of my socks, like a tsunami of socks has come through, and all the socks are just thrown to the other side.
I had to use your strainer today.
That's fine. I hope nothing else is mix matched.
No, I didn't go through your drawers. I just took a nap in your bed. No, I'm kidding. I'm totally, that was a joke. But
I wouldn't even mind that as much as you destroying my sock drawer.
I know.
Drawer.
It's the sock drawer for you.
And so, I send you pictures and I say, stop doing this.
I needed your Pilates socks because I like how you have the ankle Pilates socks instead of the full mm-hmm. ones because I feel claustrophobic in the highs.
Claustrophobic.
I feel claustrophobic in the highs. Claustrophobic. Yeah. Which, by the way, I think I'm going to get a package at the – they're running a sale. So anyway, we'll talk about that offline. Okay. But yeah, and the tree was a hit and I highly recommend it. And I think that if restaurants just kind of embrace that type of, you know,
carrying thing,
interactive, immersive drinking experience,
like even if they just put it on like a silver tray.
Oh, my gosh.
Like, oh, boy.
It was the talk of the town the whole night. We all got together for these trees.
No, we did. I got so many DMs from my friends like, where is this? Well, you should have been available.
Yeah. And I feel like
we were in an arboretum, okay? How about when I go, should we get another one? And you were like, no.
Whoa.
We should not.
Whoa.
We shouldn't. We definitely should not. Yeah.
And then I also feel like restaurants were trying to do the, and that same said restaurant does it, like the igloos and the chateaus or whatever.
I'm over that.
But I think that they have having some sort of communal ordering incentive is kind of what we're talking about.
Yeah, even like happy hour stuff. When I after work sometimes we go to happy hours and I love all the different deals at all the different places. Like, it's so cute. You can like mix and match. A lot of places started doing girl dinner, which is really cute. And it's like for a reduced rate and you get like little baby portions. It's actually perfect.
No, that's like the kind of stuff that, you know what?
I love that kind of like marketing.
I think that's stellar marketing. Yeah. You know what is something that I also started doing on Saturday, which is like kind of crazy.
What?
Well, we were having so much fun to the point where I was like, one of the girls only drinks red wine. That's like her thing.
Okay.
And so then I was like, oh my God, like everyone was like, let's have red wine. So I just started ordering bottles of red wine. Like going and ordering a bottle of champagne without asking the group, like, is kind of
sometimes
such a
rude.
Fun,
no. Sometimes like not nice.
Do you get what I'm saying?
No? I get what you're saying.
Like on Friday, I was like, I ordered everybody martinis.
What? It just sounds like a controlling night out.
No,
forcing people to have swamp water. You know who does this?
Who?
Our grandpa.
He'll
just sit down and like suddenly a bottle of red wine shows up and like nobody asks.
Okay, I guess if you don't want it, then it can be like very presumptuous.
That's the word.
But I felt like I was doing it. Correct me if I'm wrong, but don't, because I'm really sensitive today. I felt like I was doing it in a fun way.
Friday night was a fun way because it was like martini night, so we kept it going.
Yes.
But I definitely wouldn't do it again.
Oh, okay. All right.
Like, don't, like, make it your thing to like always be like buying random drinks. Like, maybe no. Just take a poll from the group. What does everyone want?
No, I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. And we can cut this out, but she goes out to the bar. She's like, six martinis!
In my defense. I believe the breakdown started on Friday and it's actually carried in through Wednesday. We're at the peak right now. So
totally.
I'm hoping by this Friday I will round myself out. But
Perfect.
I want to get back to you.
Yeah.
And what else is on this little notes that you have? Is this from work? Because I'm seeing that it says.
It is. Okay, it's our perfect. Branding.
Also, your nails are stunning. I love this for
you.
The darker hues. I should have gotten a darker color, but I had our Christmas photo shoot on Friday, yeah, so I needed like a nice new
thing. But I've been doing darker hues for my nails to match the leaves, match my outfits. Can I tell you a funny story from today?
Please.
So today I worked through lunch. I got lunch and worked. Okay. Like I worked through lunch.
Yeah, okay. That's the definition of you had lunch and you worked as you multitasked.
Exactly. So I went to go get coffee after lunch because I couldn't keep my eyes open.
Right.
Because I couldn't keep my eyes open.
Right.
And as I'm walking by, I see Claire in the window at lunch with her friend. And I was like trying to get her attention and she didn't see me. And she was just like, you know, eating and talking. So I keep going. And then I'm like, you know what? I'm going to surprise Claire.
Oh, Lord.
Even though we worked together, she told me I'll be back in an hour. And like,
you had seen her prior.
Saw her prior. I'll see her after.
Right.
She wanted like an hour free with her friend.
Yeah.
So I go and get my latte. My iced latte, because sometimes I think that the iced coffee hits my veins stronger.
Yeah, it wakes you up.
I've also been putting a little bit of salt in my coffee because
That's nuts.
It is. No, I'm kind of nuts these days.
Yes.
But I read a scientific report, because I deleted TikTok, by the way.
You did? I didn't know this.
Yeah. I'm really on my grind focus.
I love that.
So I deleted TikTok and I've gotten a lot of time back, but I find that most of that time is going into Instagram Reels. So total tangent, but I had to put a time block on my Instagram.
Okay.
Because I was overdoing it. So anyways, I put some salt in my coffee. This is from Real Scientific Report. It's not from TikTok. And it removes some of, like, you know how after coffee and you get all the energy, then you crash?
Yes.
So it's somehow the molecules, whatever.
Uh-huh. Carry the one.
Carry the one divided by nine. You know, Pythagorean theorem.
Yeah.
The salt gets rid of it.
You're skinny.
Yeah. Yes.
Right.
So I get my iced latte and I'm like, you know what? I'm going to go say hey to Claire. So I go into the hotel.
You did not, Elizabeth.
I go, mind you, I'm in a trench coat.
What is wrong?
I go into the hotel.
Cleveland detective.
Yeah. And I like walk through like this private party. I walk through all these eaters and I'm like, is Claire even here?
Did she leave?
And her friend was in the booth and could see me coming and was like so exciting. Claire had no idea. I scared the crap out of Claire. I scared her so badly. And then I sat for like 30 minutes and we all chatted.
And she didn't care that you were there.
No, she was like, thank God you were here.
Oh, okay, cool. So that actually worked out.
Yeah.
You're like, how long have I been pouring salt for?
Clearly, I like really need salt. Like, I want the salt in my martini. I wanted the salt with those fries the other day.
I think that means that we are dehydrated.
Oh, does it?
It does.
Well, I'm chronically dehydrated. I rarely drink water. No, seriously. I had to switch to tea just so I could get a little more water intake.
Yeah, I think that when you are craving salt like that, like if we, you know, really want, like, sometimes when I want like chomps, that's like a salt in me.
I just ate a chomp.
Right. So that's, I think, we just need to drink more water. I believe so. Yeah.
Okay. All right.
I believe so. Okay, wait. Let me go to some of the questions that I had. Let's talk about goals and motivation, kind of given the theme of my mood, looking forward, looking ahead, looking at ways that we can improve before the end of Q4. There's something you're working towards before the end of the year.
Yes, I'm trying to get my real estate license.
I knew that was your answer. That's why I thought this would be perfect. Yeah. Okay, that's the only question.
Trying to get my real estate license, and I was having trouble finding time to study, so that's why I've been getting up early. And studying in the evening, studying on my lunch break.
Your head in a book, kind of a bookworm these days. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Funny, we're never on the same wavelength. Like when
we're never
you're amazing, wavelength. Like I'm not okay. And then when I'm not okay, like, you know, it, vice versa. So
yeah.
I do feel like you've kind of gotten your footing and like given yourself a moment to transition and adjust into the job. Yeah. And, you know, now you're kind of the belle of the ball.
Yeah.
Belle of the conference room. Yeah. Okay, how is work feeling right now? Fulfilling, stressful, or in between?
In between. Skin's breaking out. I had a dermatology appointment.
Uh-huh. It looks really good right now.
No. Oh. No. I don't need your lies.
Oh. I'm just kidding. In no state of lying.
No, I'm kidding. No, she put me on a new topical. I got like a new cleanser. And so anyways, I think it's also part of the water intake.
I think maybe if we drink more water, I do think you're probably dehydrated. Think about all that walking you just talked about. You're burning calories. You need to replenish, fulfill yourself.
Yeah. So what was your question?
How's work feeling right now?
Yeah, work is, I have highs and lows. There is literally no in between. I'm either go.
Yes.
Or I'm just sitting. Like, there is no in between.
Have you met some new people since we last talked to you that are in the vicinity, in your office building, people that you work with, anyone else, like, you know, I feel I like mean, you're always meeting new characters.
Yeah, I mean, I meet tons of people every day.
Right.
No one kind of in my vicinity. You know what I've been doing? I met, so our office is attached to a hotel and I've become really good friends with the woman who works at the kiosk that sells Starbucks, like in the hotel.
Yes.
She's always telling me, like, don't forget your salad dressing. Don't forget your utensils.
Oh my gosh, that's so nice.
We have a thing going.
That's sweet. You're kind of setting up people around you, you know, yeah. to have that sense of, you know, friendship for sure.
Yeah.
And routine.
Community.
Community. All right. What's one part of your daily routine that's really been working for you? I feel like you kind of answered that earlier.
Yeah, I mean, like just getting up. Today was the first day that was hard to get up. And I think it's because I didn't work out in the morning.
Okay, you took this morning off?
Yeah, because I had my dermatology appointment.
Oh, right.
And it was at 8 a.m.
And it's like 40 minutes away.
And yes, and I was 10 minutes late because of the traffic.
Oh my God, the traffic.
Yeah. I'm calling them. I'm so sorry, I'll be there.
And they're really strict about that too. They, they're scary.
That's why I called.
Yes.
So when I know that I get to get up and work out and have like time at home and like have time to, you know, start my day, that's why I'm like eager to wake up and get out of bed.
Right.
But when I know I have to like run an errand or like go straight into work, it's not as fulfilling.
Yeah, you liked having those steps in the morning to kind of set your day up. Yeah. Wow, that makes sense. What's one part that hasn't, something you'd like to shift? So what's one part of your routine that you're still working on?
My evening routine. I need to be going to bed earlier. It's gone down. It was like 11:30, 11. Then it was 10:30. Last night was 10:20. I'm trying to get to 10.
And you, well, you study and then I feel like you're in bed earlier. I need to be going to bed earlier as well.
I would like, in a perfect world, to like get home, study, eat dinner at like 6:30, needlepoint, and then go to bed.
I'm yeah.
Talk to friends, go to bed.
Right. Yeah. I could easily like be in bed by like 9 o'clock, 8 o'clock.
I could
honestly
be asleep by 8:15.
I wish that I could. Yeah.
I am so tired. There's like a thing that dad told me that like some people, there's like a small population in this world that like only need 4 hours of sleep.
Who?
I don't know. There's like a small conglomerate of people. I am the complete and total opposite. I need 14 to 20 hours of sleep a day.
I think if I got 100 hours of sleep, I still wouldn't feel well.
I'm so tired.
Yeah, we've always been like that where we need so much sleep constantly.
I'm like worried for Claire and Connor. And honestly, like myself, like I am worried for when the baby comes.
Right.
And they aren't getting enough sleep.
Right.
Like, seems I think that's panicky. I think because they're not getting enough sleep, like I'm not going to get enough sleep.
Well, I also feel like your body goes into fight or flight mode, or just like you're up on adrenaline and you kind of like you have no choice. I think when it comes down to something where you have no choice is like a little bit of a more different of a situation. And I think your body is like preparing you for it. But we, you know, don't have another human being that will rely on us. So, but that's a good point. I think everybody can focus on getting to bed a little bit earlier to look refreshed and not as dehydrated, perhaps. Okay, so you kind of already answered this, but how are you managing the balance between work and rest lately? I feel like you're getting your footing.
I'm trying.
Yeah, you're trying for sure. So what's something that you're looking for? These are not AI. This is Emily O.
This is EO.
Yeah, this is EO. What's something that we're looking forward to for this next month?
Well, I'm really looking forward to this weekend.
Yes.
I think it's going to be a movie, an electric. I think it's going to be a vibe. I am tickled.
We do have a fun weekend.
Yeah, I think it's going to be great. And then the weekend after that is...
It's November. Now we're in November, the first weekend of November.
First weekend of November. Got no
well,
plans.
I guess it's the second weekend of November because Saturday is November 1st.
First full weekend.
First full.
The weekend after that is Baby Watch.
Right, right, yes.
Thanksgiving,
and I think we're gonna do something for my birthday.
Your
that
birthday.
Like third week of November. God help us all. no, but I feel like we've been on a good roll with everything. Like just fun things that have been going on in general. Oh, have you had any fun needlepoint projects that you've been working on so far?
Yes, I started work. So this summer I did like 4 projects, and then when I started work, I wasn't needlepointing at all. And then Claire and Connor went on their baby moon to Palm Beach, and they went to Lisette, and they got me 2 projects, and I finished the one.
Yes.
It's a little monkey. I want to make it an ornament. And then I haven't started the other one, and I just picked up a random one that we have because mom organized the closets now, the little cupboards.
Yes.
So it's like basically a needlepoint store in our study. So I'm doing a bike right now. Here's my thing. I love starting a new project. I love doing it. I get so excited. I'm like, this is everything. And then I come across a stitch that's difficult.
Uh-huh.
And I think, scrap it all.
Yeah,
we're done.
We're done. I never liked you.
No, I'm going to take up knitting or something.
Like, quilting.
Yeah. So that's kind of where I'm at right now. I did one of the wheels of the bike and I used a different stitch.
Yes.
And it was just a massacre on the back
Got
of
it.
The canvas.
Got it.
So we'll see what happens.
We'll see what happens.
I'm going to have to finish it.
I'm working on a bow keychain.
Well, that's electric.
Yeah. It's just two bows, going to do black and white. Stick to what I know best. Yeah. But so that's the project that I've been working on. And Claire has been needlepointing up a storm.
Yeah.
So much needlepointing.
I feel like she's like nesting kind of vibe.
She is so maternal vibes these days.
She is. I accidentally spilled coffee on her coat the other day.
I heard about this. What's wrong with you?
You know what? It was an accident. Yeah. Okay? Because this is what happened. I had my suede Abercrombie huge bag and it kerplunk off my shoulder onto my elbow and right. I was holding my coffee. Right. So three droplets of coffee splattered out of my cup and she happened to be standing so close to me that the coffee went on her coat. When I tell you, Connor and Dad freaked out. It was her brand new coat. It was white. And they were freaking out. The whole walk back, they were like, we should never get coffee. Like, blah, blah. So we went to the bathroom. It came right out.
Oh, good.
Came right out.
I'm happy for you.
No, no, but like she was so calm. And she was like, it's okay. Like, we'll get it. And I'm like, you're such a mom.
She's been like, she is so calm these days.
She's very calm. It's like, do you know that you're going to have to give birth?
No, I know. It actually, like, the calmer she is with, like, everything going on in her life, like, the crazier I feel.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, you're like.
We actually had a maternity leave training today.
Oh.
It was just her and I, and we were going over files. But it was in our calendar as maternity leave training.
Oh, I kind of love how official that sounds.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It is going to be sad when she's gone because I definitely like working. I like when she's there.
Yes.
Because when it's just me and Connor and Dad, like we want, I love it. I love it. But
that is some crazy energy.
It's crazy. It's like, this is how I picture it in my head. Because every person I meet is like a cartoon character that I pinpoint.
Right.
And to me, it's like in The Lion King, we're the two like cubs or like the two little rodents. You know which one?
Yes.
Akuna Matata.
Yeah, Akuna Matata.
And the cubs are just like running into each other and they're like running all around. But like we're the two baby cubs and we're trying to run after the lion and like we're all fighting for coffee.
Seems like it. Seems like that's kind of like a watering hole.
And we all just have like thousands of questions. Connor and I have thousands of questions. And like Dad's just like, yep, yep.
Like, well, is it kind of like a crash course right now before she leaves for like everyone to absorb as much information as possible?
Yeah. I mean, Connor like knows what he's doing because he's been in it long enough.
Right. Yes.
To like have his footing. But like the other day.
She is such a calming source.
Claire.
Yes.
Yeah. The other day, Connor, me and Dad were going to a showing, but we all took separate cars because we were coming from separate places, going separate ways. And Connor and I didn't have the address.
Okay.
And we kept asking Dad, but Dad knows it in his head of how to get there. But we know that we can't just follow behind him because he's such an erratic driver.
Right, right. So
I get in my, we're running literally to, I'm running to our car. And I'm like, what's the address? And he didn't know it. And I didn't know it. So I'm calling Claire. I'm sobbing. And I'm like, what's the address? What's the address? And then I thought it was Johnson and it was Johnston.
Oh, Parkway. That's confusing.
So I had, so then I thought, I put in one.
Wait, what?
So we're parked. I'm so sorry. This is a crazy story. We're parked parallel. Like he's right behind me. I do a U-turn out to like get into traffic, but I still didn't have the address. I still didn't have the address. So I'm now in a U and I'm blocking traffic and I'm screaming out my car window to Connor. And I'm also on the phone. But he put his phone on mute. He put his phone on mute so I couldn't hear him. So I could only see him moving his mouth in his car. And I had the window down and screaming at him. And then he's like, sorry, I was on mute for some reason. Because we were so frantic. And then he gave me the address and we got there. When we showed up, we came in from different directions. I'm like, where did you come from? He's like, I don't know, I lost you. I thought I was going to the wrong place.
And why are you all driving separately? Why didn't you just drive together?
We were going to different after showings that? After.
Okay, all right.
Dad was going to our lake house, and I was going back to the office. Connor was Friday. Going to a showing. Yeah. Like, it was all crazy. Yeah. And Dad didn't even need us at that showing. We showed up and we were useless. We were useless and we walk into the building. It has no electricity, no heating. There's a feral cat and I start screaming. You've been deathly afraid of cats.
Yes, you are.
And I'm like, there's a cat! And dad's like so calm. He's like, the cat's not going to get you. And I couldn't see the cat because it was dark.
Right.
It was so cold. And then we got locked in the building.
This is the craziest podcast episode.
Locked in the building.
Okay.
And we go to open the door and I go, okay, are we locked in? And Connor's like, oh no, I'm sure there's a way out. He goes to do it. We can't get out of the building. Dad's so calm. He's like, well, they have to have a door every 200 feet. Like, there's got to be a door. I literally am out of my mind. I have lost all my marbles. And I'm like, we have to get out of this building. I'm like, you don't understand. Like, I have to go to a martini tree tonight.
It's a Friday.
Like, I told everyone we were getting martini trees.
Yeah, yeah.
And Connor did kind of start getting like a little frantic and was like, how are we gonna get out? But yeah, we ended up getting out.
And it was totally fine.
Dad wasn't worried for a second.
And that's kind of like the steady in all these stories is like, yeah, dad wasn't worried.
Tripping over myself. I'm running away from the cat. Connor's holding the flashlight.
Yeah,
like,
right. Yeah.
I'm like, pan over here.
Yeah. Bark.
It's like running into each other.
Yeah, trying, I could kind of see that.
Yeah.
Trying to navigate the jungle.
Trying to navigate real estate. Yeah. Just exits. Like,
simple, basic exits. Yeah. Be aware of your exits is a good...
Yeah.
Wait, those are some really funny stories. Yeah. Thank you so much.
And that was just hilarious. Like, I'm leaving. Like,
yeah. I got it. Okay, bye. See yeah. you guys on Monday. Oh my gosh. Well, we did have a good weekend celebrating dad's birthday.
Yes, that was lovely.
And it was a nice balance of going out and, you know, celebrating his birthday and whatnot. So, well, this episode really has made me feel a lot better today. So thank you. You were the exact person that mm-hmm. I wanted to have on the show today. And
you know, the only person who would agree at such last minute.
And the only
notice.
Person who would agree. So, and so this is our only episode for the week, but we will be back with two episodes next week, Tuesday, Thursday. And yeah, you could always watch these on YouTube as well. I've started posting holiday content, which is kind of crazy considering wow. it's not even Halloween yet. But I felt like I needed to get that stuff out for everyone to start shopping.
Go so for it.
Hopefully everyone's liking that. And yeah, I hope you guys have a great Halloween weekend, end of October. We will be back next week. Thank you to everyone for always supporting the show and listening to us and, you know, the crazy up and down of emotions.
Crazy.
The roller coaster.
The roller coaster of emotions.
It's like yeah. a learning curve, but when is the curve going to stop curving?
I don't know.
When is it going to be a straight highway?
I'm hoping by Friday I'll come out of this
by
trough.
By Friday. Okay.
Well, I'm just going to kind of give myself that week to like a Friday to Friday.
Okay.
You're like, maybe tomorrow
Whoa.
Morning.
Yeah, no, I'm thinking tomorrow like morning.
After dinner.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're like, I am on such a high. Thank you all so much for listening to this episode for this week. I hope you guys have a great day. And remember, say it with me, that everything is better with a bow. Bye-bye now.